Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello and good morning to you. Welcome once again to the Winning Everyday Podcast, your daily encouragement, your morning jolt of faith, and a God-sized reminder that you were created to win every single day. Wherever you're tuning in from, on your way to work, during your morning walk, or right in your quiet place, I want you to know God is for you today, and there's something powerful He's ready to do in your heart. So lean in, grab a warm cup of tea, or just open your spirit, because today's message is not only timely, it's life-changing. Today's topic is titled, The Power of Thankfulness, A Heart That Wins Peace. Our Bible text is from Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7, which says, Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let's jump right in. A few years ago, a woman named Nancy Lee DeMoss shared a story in her book Choosing Gratitude about a young girl named Christina, who lost both of her parents in a tragic accident. Understandably, she was devastated, but what surprised many was how Christina responded. She didn't turn bitter. Instead, she started a thankful journal. Each day, even through tears, she wrote down three things she was thankful for. It started with simple things, sunshine, my aunt's hugs, God's word. But over time, that little journal became a river of peace for her wounded soul. She later said, Gratitude didn't change what I lost, but it changed what I had left. Wow. Can I ask you something this morning? What would happen if instead of focusing on what's missing, you thanked God for what's left? Maybe your plans didn't go as expected. Maybe you're tired, waiting, or even grieving. But right now, God is offering you something deeper than a miracle. He's offering you His peace. And it starts with a thankful heart. Let's revisit our Bible text again. Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts. Did you catch that? Peace doesn't come after the answer. Peace comes with thanksgiving even before the answer shows up. Have you ever prayed and still felt anxious? It might be because you forgot the missing link, thankfulness. You see, thankfulness is not a passive attitude. It's a spiritual weapon. It's how Paul and Silas sang their way out of prison, Acts 16 verse 25. It's how Jesus gave thanks before multiplying the loaves, John 6 verse 11. It's how David kept his joy even when he was chased like a fugitive. Psalm 103 verse 1 to 2. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's broken to who is faithful. Let me ask you this gently. What are you thankful for right now? Maybe not everything is perfect, but are you breathing? Do you have a new day to try again? Can you still worship? Take a deep breath. Let it out slowly. That breath is proof. God's not finished with you. Thank Him for that. Here's what I want you to do today. Start a thankfulness list today. Write down just three things you're grateful for. They can be simple. I woke up. I heard my child laugh. I have food today. Watch how peace begins to flood your soul like never before. As you go today, say this with me boldly. Today I choose gratitude. My heart is anchored in thankfulness. I will not be anxious. I will not be overwhelmed. The peace of God is mine. I walk in joy. I walk in rest. And I win every day because Jesus is with me. Say that again whenever worry tries to steal your peace. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the gift of today. Thank you for breath, for life, for grace. Lord, teach our hearts to be thankful. Not just when it's easy, but even when it's hard. Fill every listener today with your supernatural peace. Guard their hearts and minds. Let their joy overflow. And may their thankfulness attract favor and breakthrough everywhere they go. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hey family, if this message blessed you, would you do two things? One, share it with someone who needs peace today. Two, and follow Winning Everyday Podcast for more devotionals like this. Every morning, every moment, helping you walk strong in faith and win every day. Remember, you are loved, chosen, and victorious. And your heart, full of thankfulness, is a magnet for peace and miracles. Until next time, keep winning every day. God bless you richly.
You are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.